This is the second time AirTran has extended the time frame of its offer to Midwest shareholders. AirTran Vice President Kevin Healy says the number of Midwest investors expressing interest in the buyout has grown to between 7% and 10%.
1.8 million shares have been tendered, which is 1.5 million more than the last go-round. And really, most of the large institutional shareholders don't tender until the very last moment. So a significant number of shareholders have already voiced their belief that this is a good transaction.
Healy says extending the offer again will give more time for AirTran to try and gain full access to all of Midwest's shareholders. But Midwest Airlines spokesperson Carol Skornica says her company is following securities laws on shareholder access.
Well, AirTran has access to all of our shareholders. The security laws provide a means by which they can communicate anything they want to all of our shareholders. And, in fact, they have done that at least once. And we are prepared to communicate to all our shareholders anything at all that they wish to have them see or hear.
Skornica acknowledges Midwest has blocked some contact with certain shareholders who hold stock in their own names. AirTran is trying to get around that by proposing a list of three candidates for election to the Midwest Board of Directors at the next shareholders meeting. But AirTran is upset that the meeting date has not been set. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.